here's a story from The World.
It's about as far to the east of Europe as you can get before you find yourself in Central Asia. And there, an old conflict that is basically about boundaries is flaring up again. Armenia and Azerbaijan are fighting over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The violence started on Sunday and continued into today. Dozens of people have been killed by rockets and artillery. Both Armenia and Azerbaijan are pointing fingers, accusing the other of being the aggressor. The mountainous region they're fighting over is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but it's been controlled by ethnic Armenians going back more than 25 years. The president of the breakaway state, Arayek Haratunyan, spoke earlier today.
I want to declare that not only Azerbaijan, but also Turkey is at war with us.
The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, also held his own news conference today and pledged to support the Muslim majority in Azerbaijan.
I condemn once again Armenia, which has attacked Azerbaijan's territory. Turkey will continue to support its friend and brother wholeheartedly and with whatever means are possible.
The U.S., the European Union, and Russia have all called for an end to the violence. In the 1990s, fighting killed thousands of people in this part of the Caucasus. A ceasefire was reached in 1994, but the so-called frozen conflict remains unresolved. A spokesman with the European Commission in Brussels said today, "We hope and we urge everyone to do everything they can in order to prevent an all-out war from breaking out, because this is the last thing the region needs." He added, "There is no military solution to this conflict."